So this is an article from the Gundagai Independent of Monday, 24th of August, 1959. The headline is "Another Mark-up Mess: West Wyalong Lodgers Protest." The action of West Wyalong officials in calling their players off the field in last Saturday's mark-up challenge against Harden has precipitated another football crisis in Group 9 world. The mark-up will always provide excitement, and with a flourish and a flair, the excitement and sensation was provided last Saturday when the West Wyalong players walked off the field and controlling referee John Livermore abandoned play. Whether or not a replay will be ordered rests with the Judiciary Committee of Group 9, who will meet at Tutumundra next Wednesday night to hear all about the matter and determine a protest from West Wyalong that the referee was incompetent. West Wyalong have notified the Group Secretary of their appeal and protest in this matter, and is understood that they are protesting on three grounds. When the sensational affair occurred, Harden and Murrumburra were leading by 14 points to 5. However, West Wyalong were playing the better game and looked as though they could go on and clinch it and take the cup. Cole Ratcliffe and Barry Lemon were cutting Harden to ribbons, but soon the cuts and severing were brought about by a different and unexpected source. The unprecedented happening occurred following a series of incidents and commenced when touch judge Peter Gleeson ran on to report big centre Cole Ratcliffe for alleged kicking at Bernie Nevin. Some observers of the act hold that Ratcliffe was not in error. Others definitely subscribe to the theory that he was, it being stated that when Ratcliffe broke out of Nevin's tackle, he lashed out with the boots. While some state this is the fact, others hold that the big, high-hoving action was interpreted for the indiscriminate. The judge ruled this way, and thus referee John Livermore told the punishing three-quarter that he was to be punished, so he sent him arrow-wise to the dressing shed. Ratcliffe's dismissal stirred the West Wyalong officials, and they told Ratcliffe to bring his team off with him. However, the captain coach calmed the rising storm and told the Mallee boys to carry on. They carried on only for a short while. Within seconds, forward Ron Cooper, who stiff-armed Johnny Dow, saw referee Livermore sending finger pointing to the dressing shed. The officials from Wyalong raced onto the field, calling their players off, and the players wanted to obey the officials and also wanted to obey their skipper, Cole Ratcliffe, who from the dressing shed urged them to remain on the field. Came a penalty to Harden, and Frank Todd took the kick, and he raised the flags as sure as councillors raised the rates. But Wyalong's men could not raise the enthusiasm continue, and they stood around in groups talking in confused fashion. Some walked off, and when Nort came to the halfway for the kickoff, the referee ruled the match off. Observers of the game hold that referee Livermore did a good job and had competent control. Complete control, and any suggestion of incompetency is so much eyewash. And so, until Wednesday night, Tumut will not know if they're to make the trip across to battle in the land where last Saturday's battle was declared no battle.